Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, live inside the Ticketmaster Studios. First impressions matter. Our first impression of Devon Diablo was at camp, and we were like, damn, he fast.
Yes.
And we did not know a whole lot, as he's laughing because he knows, he's like, he was running all over the field. We were like, man, I don't know a lot about Devon.
Agent Zero.
Well, we know a lot about him now because he was all over the field, man. I thought you had an excellent game. I know we want to get dubs, right? But sure. Devon, thank you for joining us here on the show. Falcon fans, we're excited to see you running around, man. Talk about this decision to come and be a part of this organization. Did somebody sell you on coming here? Was it the fact of the defense and maybe Jeff Ulbrich? What played in that decision for you?
Honestly, all of the above, man. I came here for a visit. All the coaches was just sitting down talking to me, seeing their picture and what they wanted me to do in this game, and I really liked it. And most importantly, they wanted me, and I wanted to be here, so I appreciate that. Mm.
And what do you think about this game? I mean, does it suit what you do? Because as Carl said, we're not as familiar not watching much Raiders as we watch Falcons, but it seems like it's really made for you side to side and what they're asking you to do in this defense.
Yes, sir. They just allow me to play and be myself. They simplify the defense so I can play fast and be physical.
Well, you were physical. I mean, it felt like obviously guys are going to say, well, you guys left some plays out there, right?
For sure.
But defensively, what did you think overall? How do you rate this? Because you've been in the league now a few years. You go back on a Sunday or a Monday and you're like, man, we could have did this, this, and this better. Stopping the run, maybe. I mean, what are some other things that you guys or you feel like you guys could have done a lot better?
Honestly, all of the above. I think stopping the run is one. Specifically, the quarterback getting their rushing yards. I feel like that's where they got a lot of their rushing yards. So keeping him in the pocket. Capitalizing on these turnovers, man. We had a lot of drop picks, and right. We got to take advantage of those. I feel like they're game-changing plays, and who knows, maybe we'd have won or maybe even blew them out. So, you never know. And we just got to take accountability of that and just keep moving forward.
It's Devon Diablo, guys. Hokey, hokey, hokey. Hi, Carl, VPI, Virginia Tech, man. Yes, we'll talk about that in a minute. And also a stop in Vegas. The preseason, ever since we went to three games in preseason, we argue on the radio, do guys need to have those games in preseason? Does it matter to you? Because some teams look rusty. As a professional, do you need to have some reps at the Mercedes-Benz, or does it matter to you?
I guess it depends how you practice. I feel like if you practice like you play, then you probably won't need it. I feel like if you practice coming in like you, in the mindset that you're in the game, you probably won't need it.
And we saw them here how they simulated. Like, we had one day of practice where it actually was like a game, even at a halftime. So they did enough to simulate the atmosphere?
Yes, sir. I think so. Obviously, we didn't tackle to the ground, so maybe that part right. of it. But outside of that, yeah, I think we did.
How hard is that, by the way, brother? I mean, like, when we started talking about – because I get a sense, like, all, camp, everybody stay up, stay up, stay up. Don't touch him, stay up. And then you get in the game. Take him down, take him down, take him down. It's like, wait a minute. How hard is that adjustment?
Yeah, it's a rough switch up because, you haven't really taken anybody to the ground.
Right.
But as soon as you get that one,
it feels good.
It's up from there. Yes,
okay.
sir. Yes, sir.
It's like that first hit.
For sure. Yeah, exactly. It's all you need.
All right.
One hit and you're good.
We got the Vikings this weekend. What do you know, man? I mean, obviously not asking for game plan, but when you look at this team, but what do you see? We watched him on Monday night. I don't know if you did, obviously, probably. But
yes.
I think everybody was kind of taken back by the quarterback and how well he played in the fourth quarter. He didn't play well in the three quarters. Do you judge that at all, or you go in and say, no, I got to respect all this?
Oh, no, I respect all of it. Obviously, Monday night, they came out not too hot, but then they just kept fighting, and they ended up winning that game. So definitely got a big challenge in front of us. I know they want to run the ball, and I think that'll set up their play action. So as long as we want to stop the run, I think we can make him one-dimensional.
Devon Diablo is with us, guys, and we talked about him making the decision to come to Atlanta, feeling like it's a good fit. One of the things we talked about last couple years, the way the Raiders always got up for the Chiefs. I know it's an old-school AFC rivalry, but talk about, because you made the Chiefs look like chumps, especially that game at Arrowhead.
Man, Chiefs, man, it was like hate week, like literally, like back to college days, hate week,
You had like somebody on your team had the Patrick Mahomes doll.
Oh yeah, all that, man.
Like the Kermit the Frog, right, Carl?
Yeah.
We
hate the Chiefs. That was the mindset back then. So, yeah, we always brought it to them, and always good games every right. time.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because we hate the Saints.
Yeah. We think it's the best rivalry in football.
I just want to give you a heads up now, okay?
Yeah, okay.
I mean, we holler back at you in a few weeks, sure. and they're on the schedule. Just know how we feel.
I'll keep that in mind.
Okay, all right, right cool.
The rivalry with flavor.
Yeah, I mean, here's the deal. You have this in every division, right? I mean, we talk about Ravens and, you know, Steelers. Every division has it. But, yeah, man, that's how we feel about the Chiefs. The one thing that makes, from what I've heard, Divine, is about you that makes you special is your coverage ability. Talk a little bit about that, because in this versatile NFL now, you can't just play to run, right? You got to be able to run with these tight ends. You got to be able to run with the slot guy. You have that ability, and that's something that these defensive coaches have talked about
for sure.
Why you're on the field as much as you are.
Yeah, I take pride in that. I feel like coming was a safety in college, moved the linebacker, so I really want to be good in coverage. That was the most important thing to me on top of being good in the run. But I feel like I've grown over the years. I didn't have the greatest concept of being a linebacker in coverage at
okay.
first, but
okay.
this year I think I took a big step forward.
And we talked about Jeff Ulbrich and this scheme and this system. You went to Virginia Tech, Divine, from Carolina, Carl, before going to Blacksburg. Missed out on Beamer ball, but what was your college experience like?
It was great. Had Coach Fuente. I did miss yeah. out on Beamer because he retired right when I got there. But Fuente was great. He actually made the switch for me to safety. And I had some learning bumps in the road, right. whatever. But I really liked it. I really liked how defense gets to hit people, you know?
Right.
You can just run around, just throw your body, and I enjoy it.
Carl, I told them it was not the same atmosphere when I was at Virginia Tech in the early 90s. There was no Metallica.
That's
hey.
Crazy.
No, Metallica, that's how hyped do you get, by the way, in the old days coming out of the tunnel?
Oh, Metallica's amazing, man. And seeing the whole stadium jump up and down, you know, it just gets you going automatically from right. jump. Especially yeah. Thursday night football. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. I can't lie. It is one of the dopest intros in college football. There's no doubt about it. Divine Diablo with us, as Mike and I say, Divine Diablo.
One of the greatest names in the NFL.
It really is. Can you give us the background on that, man? What's the deal?
Yeah, for sure. My pops, apparently he was bullied as a kid, so he had the last name Diablo. Mm-hmm. People stayed away from him, El Diablo, El Diablo, like that.
For real?
They
for real?
Nothing to do with him. Apparently, he told me this.
Okay, so nobody wanted to mess with you.
Yeah, so he didn't want that for me, so he made my first name Divine to even it out.
Okay.
Oh, okay, there you go. So you got the backstory.
Has it worked?
Yeah, oh, yeah. People love the name. I'd be surprised. Right. Like, okay, appreciate you, Pops. Thank you.
I can only imagine, like, whenever you met women along the way, it's like, I'm Divine. Whatever. That's not your name.
Don't believe, right?
Yeah, I can only imagine. Yeah, so it's a cool name, man.
We could have been L-E-L.
I'm just saying, it's
the
crazy.
Devil. But anyway.
We got to get this one, man, on Sunday night. I asked Ra this. I'll ask you from a defensive perspective. Like you said, we got to make those plays. But what from what you do, what do we got to do, man? What do we have to do? Contain McCarthy? Is there obviously they got that great wide receiver out there we got to worry about. This is a really good team.
Yeah. We got to know where Justin Jefferson is at all times, first of all. Got to contain McCarthy. He's a great runner and a great passer, so keep him in the pocket. Hopefully he gets some sacks this time.
And both teams are dealing with injuries. That happens as part of the league, so get that going. And before we cut you loose, man, we do appreciate your patience today. As we had Wes on, as Divine came in, we were talking off the air. I couldn't imagine working and living in Las Vegas. Visiting, we love it. What was it like as a Raider? And we talked, you got 1 year with Gruden too, Carl. What was that experience like? Because he seems like a trip to play for.
It is a trip. It's a cool experience. Facility is actually 20 minutes.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Way outside, you know, in Henderson.
Right.
That's where we spend majority of our time. But being so close to Vegas, it is crazy. Like, being able to do anything at any time is you got to be very disciplined.
Right.
Very into football, for sure.
Everybody's not going to make it. everybody's not
That'd be
make
a fail
it.
For you and I.
Everybody's not going to make it.
Right.
Divine, thank you so much, man. We're happy you're here. We wish you nothing but the best, man. And keep balling out, brother. Good luck on Sunday night.
Appreciate y'all. Thank you.
Thanks again, man.
Thank Divine you. Diablo.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.